Rachel stood and watched the ebb and tide of the whiteness which surrounded the cabin and created for her and Daniel a physical barrier between them and the rest of the world. She was grateful for it, and she was sure her parents were grateful for it, having of late become visibly impatient with her relentless grief. But it also filled her with something approaching dread. She had spent the last 6 months in an unending fit of despair, one which she wasn't sure she would ever see the other side of. There had been nights when she had convinced herself that her life was over, and it was only a matter of moments before she found the courage to take her own life. But she was still here. She was functioning. She wasn't entertaining those kinds of thoughts anymore. Entering this void of whiteness, a hole in the weather in which she and Daniel could bury themselves, it felt like hiding. It felt like they were tunneling a safe house for themselves deep and far away from the rest of the world. Rachel was scared that it would take a considerable effort to pull herself out of this tunnel and worried that she wouldn't have the strength or the will to do it. They had taken themselves out of the world, essentially, and she didn't know if she would want to go back. The front door slammed shut and startled her out of her gloomy daydream. She took a breath and rubbed the back of her neck. "Did you get it going?" she said. "The lights are still off." She turned and peered into the darkness of the hallway through the open lounge door. "Dan," she said. She heard him kicking the wall to knock the snow off his shoes, but it was too dark to see him, with only the small fire to light the place. She walked over to the door. "Did you find my dad's gas store?" she said. "He said there should be enough there to keep us in as much electricity as we can eat for a few months if it comes to it." She heard him walk up the stairs, but he didn't speak. Frowning, Rachel walked into the dark hallway. "Dan," she said, looking up at the stairs, "where are you going?" She saw a shadow turn the corner at the top of the stairs as she peered up from the bottom. "You're not going to help me with these freaking boxes?" The silence made her uneasy. "What the hell is his problem?" she thought. "Daniel," she called up, "what are you doing?" There was no response. She held on to the railing, thinking about following him up into the dark upper floor.